What are we looking at this hour?
My wife said, my wife said.
I think that's how far I know the song. But you see that thing? There are people that look forward to telling their friends and family members, my wife said, my wife said I shouldn't buy it. My husband said, oh, have you met my husband? Oh, my husband should be somewhere around the building. Oh, there comes my husband. Oh, have you met my wife? My wife said something some time ago. My wife said it is not original. My wife tell me say, my wife told me to listen to Nigeria. Oh my God. How do people around these people feel? You see, why did you get married? Why did you want to get married in the first place? A throwback to last week's conversation, or the previous week's conversation on praying for a life partner. Every day we see people screaming and typing, God, when? You see, tomorrow people are going to get married. And you're going to see a lot of pre-wedding pictures. And you're going to see some wedding pictures. God, when? No, God, when? But beyond God, when is the why get married in the first place? Considering the fact that marriage is not just a sacred institution, but a serious business. Let for some people, they won't get married at all. But for those who desire it, you don't even understand why they desire it so much. Now, when we come back from the commercial break, I'm going to read a tweet that kind of brought about this conversation. My two questions are simple. Why should people get married? Yeah, a lot of people are receiving pressure. You're old enough to get married. Can't you see your mates? Isn't your mate that are getting married? This person and that person, you people were born in the same year. What are you waiting for? How long will you continue to be single? Go home and bring, go and bring husband. Go and bring wife. Go and marry. Now, to those of you who are still single and considering marriage, why do you want to get married? That is the conversation on the Sunny Side today.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. You know, they say that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse becomes inevitable. It's the same way you give a car key. You can't possibly think of, no matter how much you love your child, you cannot carry your car keys and give to your child. I mean, your toddler, your baby child, the child that is not up to 18 years or 16 or 17. You can't carry your keys and give to that child to go and start the ignition. You're on your own. You're totally on your own. Because first of all, the child doesn't even understand what the keys are for. The child does not even understand what the car is for, as it were. So the child is bound to abuse it, really. It's the same thing with the institution of marriage. Some will call it a contract people enter into for a lifetime. It's some sort of life partnership. Do you take Chinonso Wichebule to be your lovely wedded wife, to love and to cherish, to have and to hold in sickness and in health, till death do you part? And the man says, I do. Chinonso Wichebule, do you take, I don't know, do you take Cal Chimenem to be your lovely wedded husband, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, for better for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do you part? And then you go ahead and say, I do. Or maybe you choose not to have the white wedding or the court wedding, because you say your vows in the registry, by the way. You chose to go the traditional route. And you gather your in-laws like this, ganganga. And you go to one village in Eche. And then your elders speak for you. and they say something like this. My elders, I greet you. They say, we greet you. Welcome. Please, can you state why you are here? I say, we came from a very, very far place. Our son told us that he saw a very beautiful flower in your compound. The fact that they refer to us as flowers is what I cannot still understand till date. But we move on. Or they tell you that they saw a very beautiful odara in your compound. Why they refer to us as odara, I still do not know. But we move on. And we, as his elders, you know, his kinsmen, we have come to pluck that flower. And maybe the man has like 5 daughters. And he says, I have like 5 daughters, so which of them are you talking about? Then they will now do small whispering. And they will now tell them, her name is Amanda. Say, Amanda, okay, thank you for coming. This is what we can offer you. Let us call Amanda. If Amanda knows you people, first of all, before we know whether Amanda, you people will do what you people came here for. And they go and call Amanda. Amanda will come. She'll come and blush one kind of blushing like this. When she just see the man like this, body will just be doing her tling-tling-tling. And then the father will ask, Amanda, do you know these people? She say, I know them. Which of them is the one that have come? She will not point. She say, yeah, Amanda, go. We'll call you back. And then Amanda will go inside. And then they will discuss. And then Amanda will say, yes, I agree. I say, okay, we fix a date. This is the list. Then they will go and do the needful on that day. They will sing song. They will dance. Before you know, the women will do like this. It's a thing of joy. It's the coming together of two families. But why should people indeed get married? To those of you who are single and considering marriage, why do you want to get married? Now, there's something called Savage Replies on Twitter. And then I came across it. I think that was on the 22nd of October at exactly 2:47 p.m. Someone asked, why do you want to get married? And he received a response from Adegman09. This is my wife. My wife talks say make I no komot. My wife talks say make I no buy am. My wife talks say make I dey come. My wife sabio. Now my wife first talk am. My wife no like am, Jare. Misef no like am. Baba, me I dey go house, go meet my wife. Funny as it sounds, it will shock you to know that that may be someone's genuine reason for wanting to get married. And who are we to tell somebody that you cannot want to get married so that you can join other people to say things like, my wife said, meet my wife. I'm going to meet my wife. My wife said I shouldn't do this. My wife talk like this. My wife no talk like that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. If you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, my husband said you can join us via X at Nigeria Info PH and X. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Join the conversation on Instagram and Threads as well at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Now, it's very pleasant to have you listen to all our shows on Nigeria Info. But what is more pleasant is having you contribute to the conversations either via WhatsApp or Telegram or via the phone lines. Now, we'll call screeners and stand by to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear will not be my voice, but that of the call screener. Someone on WhatsApp says, Denise, your constant sense of humor is unimaginable, though, Aracela. Oh, well, I think it comes with the package. I don't know how it happened. I'll tell how you said so, by the way. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Okay, so sorry about that. I have Ernest, and Ernest is calling from Borikiri. Hello, Ernest. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, Ernest. How do you do?
I thank God for life.
That's good.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
I love the program. Thank you for putting on this program.
You're welcome.
First of all, I have to appreciate God. I'm a married man. I married my wife. This year, 26 October, make us 10 years.
10 years. Congratulations to you.
My sister. By God's doing. I love my wife, and even in my next world, I cannot give my wife to my own brother to marry.
You'll marry her again.
And my wife is here with me. She can confirm that.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I can't give my wife to my own brother. If I meet her, my next world. My sister.
You'll marry her again.
You know, one thing is that people don't understand what is marriage. If you don't understand what is marriage, don't go into it. So when you don't understand anything, ask questions. Wait. Study. Listen. Before you go into marriage. Especially if you make a mistake in marriage, it's worse than provision.
Ernest, is your radio set on? Could you please turn it off if it is?
Oh,
thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I hear the echo, and I had to say that. Go ahead,
thank
Ernest.
So when I see people today going to confession in marriage, I don't know what they were seeing before going to that marriage. I still stand on the ground. When I meet my in-laws, I told them that I see flower, I see Dara, I see good woman here. Till today, my wife is what I told my in-laws, and nobody has ever settled me and my wife for over 10 years.
Wow.
And nobody will ever settle me. Because if you like somebody, tell that person I like you. If you love somebody, tell that person I love you. So that tomorrow you cannot dislove. If you like somebody, you can dislike that thing tomorrow. But in love, you cannot dislove.
So Ernest, why did you choose to marry your wife?
Eh?
Why did you choose your wife? Why did you choose to get married and most importantly marry your wife?
I choose her because I love her.
You love her?
Yes.
Okay. So if you didn't love your wife, you wouldn't have gotten married.
Yes. Is that?
If you didn't love your wife, you wouldn't have gotten married to her.
Yes. Even my younger ones, I told them, if you want to make friends, tell that person we are friends. Don't lie to any girl. Don't lie to any man. I'm to marry you. I love you. But right inside your mind, you know that you don't love that person to the extent of marrying. Tell the person, I love you. Let us be friends. But if you love somebody to stay with that person as a wife and as a husband, I don't see no reason for over, even if 100 years, to be fighting, quarreling. My sister, what I see in marriages, my sister, I don't know how to express it. But
okay.
I love my wife, and even if I saw her next year or my next word, I still take her as my wife.
So you married for love. That's good.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let her talk to you.
Oh, okay. Give your wife the phone. That's pleasant. Give her the phone.
I will talk to her.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Ernest. How are you doing today?
I'm cool, man.
You're cool, man. What did I do? Okay. Your husband said he married you because of love. Why did you choose to marry Ernest?
Yeah, what? I'm not hearing.
Your husband just said on international radio that he married you because of love. Why did you choose to marry him?
Of course. Yeah, I said it all.
You also married him because of love, or because you saw fine man?
I married him because I love him.
Because you love him.
He's a fine man too.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you so much. And happy marriage anniversary, and we wish you more splendid years in your marriage.
Hello.
Yeah, so bye-bye. Thank you. God bless you. That's why some people scream God when. Yeah. Every day we see people screaming and typing God when. But why get married in the first place? It's a sacred union. It's serious business. And there's still people that won't get married at all. But for those who desire it, do they understand why they desire it so much? I know a lot of my gender. I mean, when you go to comment sessions, I think you see a lot of my gender. I say, I have blue jeans. I have white shirts. It's the man I will wear it with now that is remaining. And if you ask deeply, they only want a man because they want to take pictures with a man and show him off on social media. Some of them only want a man because they want someone who will be a sole provider for them and their family. So if they probably could provide for themselves, I'm not sure they will desire a man in their lives. Real Gift is calling from Port Harcourt Town. Hi, Real Gift. How do you do?
Good afternoon to you, Lady D2W.
Good afternoon to you, Real Gift.
On the question of how do I do. So, you know, she will be complete.
Go ahead, John.
Thank you very much. On this issue, are you asking on individual basis?
On individual basis.
On why I got married, yes, or why I married my wife.
Why you got married? I mean, you had to desire to get married first before marrying or finding a wife. But for some people, hold on. Do you know that there are some people that did not think of marriage until they saw somebody like that, and then they say, you know, go bad if I shall marry you. Aye.
That means maybe, of course, it does happen like that. But for me, I got married because, as a Christian, there's a portion in the Bible that says the time will come when a man will get a wife.
Leave his father and mother and cleave.
That is one. I have to fulfill the doctrine of the Bible.
Okay.
That is one. But the truth is that, yes, I got married also because I felt at that point in time, I'm old enough to get married. And there is this notion, I might be wrong, that those who are not married are irresponsible at a particular age. You know,
are you telling me?
I got to
learn
about it. And there are sometimes when you go to look for a job, then when men were boys, an interview, they ask you if you are not married. I've seen it happen before where, because a man is not married at the age of that, as at then he was 32, he was told he was not responsible. Now, they don't want to know whether he get money to marry or keep a family, but they calculate it at your age, not looking at the other side. So for me, that is one of it, part of it. And again, I believe that at that point in time, I should be start having my kids so that probably when I begin walking stick, my first picking day, 6 years. You understand my point?
Yeah, I understand.
Because if I get my kids early, take care of them early, at least my retirement age should come quick. You understand my point?
Okay.
And also because I met a woman who I felt that is compatible to me. Not necessarily, not because I no love her, but I got married because myself and my wife are compatible to each other, not because of love. Because I know, say, even though Miss Ines said, if you love somebody, you go hard before that love. No, love do fade. And that's why I believe that because we are compatible, even when we get challenges, because we understand ourselves, we swing around it. You understand my point? And that's why we have been together all these years. I've known my wife for 26 years now.
26 years. Interesting.
But I beg, no use that one. Do calculation. Come since I reached 72. You understand my point? I'm still a young man. Thank you very much, my lady.
Thank you so much, Real Gift. Felix from Abia State. Oh, my darling, you have to call back. Zion from GRA. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. How do you do?
I'm so titillated. So not that deep. Like it's tantalizing mirage. You just see how beautiful you're looking. I would say more good for elbow.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This concept is born out of the bond the two parties share.
Okay.
Their closeness. That is why you hear this come. My wife see. My husband see. A bond. Their closeness. Their understanding. Their phone with each other. That is why the Bible see the flesh, because the flesh from the bone to the bone. Some even say my missing rib.
Hmm.
When the two parties are so immersed, so close to each other, they don't see any other person in the world. Nobody exists anymore, just two of them. So the only quotation they have is my wife say. The only remembrance what my husband said. The only thought what my wife just gave. The only opinion, it is my husband's decision. Closeness. And couples enjoy it more when they grow in prayer and reading the word of God steady. Or listening to discussions together. Understand matters like me sometimes, if I want to say anything, my wife.
How do you think the people around you feel? Smarting my wife, smarting my wife, smarting. You are peppering people.
See, the truth is this. Where you fail is when you start having this idea, what are people thinking? You now carry this mentality of the people to your spouse. The moment they want to bring any top-notch idea into you again, you resist it. Before you quarrel, don't start.
All right, so Mr. Zion, on a personal note, why did you get married?
One, the word of God gave me that privilege.
To get
and
married.
And number two, personally, let me be honest to you here. There was a time in my life, there were too many conflicting opinions in my head.
Okay.
And I said, look, at this point, I need a wife. My companion, who I can share this idea for, and let us see it and give me the real, let us work with a visionary.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Felix from Abia State, thank you so much for calling back. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dennis. Dennis from Abia State, I said once again. And I just want to respond on the topic on the land. And I love my wife. And one of the purposes that motivated me to get married and get married to my future destiny is that there is a stage marriage goes beyond love because of eventually your husband, you married a husband that corresponded to what your destiny is all about. You will know that the real marriage starts from 7 to 10 years, and this is when you will be able to enjoy your family from marriage to family at that point. So I just got married because of that, and I wanted to see the fulfillment of my destiny, and I saw that in my wife. This is one of the things that led me to not just to love her, but to put her in the space of my destiny. Without her, I have no future. Because of she is the manifestation of my future, I handle her as if she is my destiny and my future.
Wow.
So this is one of the major causes that I got married, and God helped me. I got married at the age of 30.
30. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
30 years. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. My female gender, I'm looking forward to hearing from you as well. Fortune is calling from location. Hi, Fortune. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fortune. How do you do?
Yes. All right. You asked a question that why did I marry?
Yes.
Okay, well, looking at the scriptural perspective, yes, it's one of the requirements. At least we are enjoined to go to the world and multiply. But personally, that was it. It came to tell me in my mind that I felt lonely. At a certain point, I started feeling lonely, and I couldn't explain why. Not because I was in need of that, but I just felt that I need a second person. I needed a companion. So I think the reason why I got married was because I needed a companion. So
for companionship.
To fill that void, so I had to marry. That's true. I also wanted to be a father. I wanted to be a father. You know, I think I dreamed in being a father. So that's why I had that desire of, you know, being called a father. That's another reason why I married. Then also, I also got married in order to not to fall into unnecessary, sin or iniquity. So I won't have to, you know, Bible says, if you cannot, poor people cannot be like me then, marry. So it's to avoid burning. So I needed to get married, at least to make sure that I don't run into issues with my flesh.
Okay.
I think these are just the major reasons why I got married.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you so much for your honest response. So he mentioned the fact that he needed companionship. He was lonely. He needed to procreate. And he also did not need to, you know, the flesh sometimes can. So he needed someone, a woman, to be with him. Israel from LMA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You asked why should I marry? A marriage is necessary in life because God initiated it from the beginning. And to me, when I want to marry, there was so much competition because of my brother. So many guys come, I was confused. In fact, black one come tall, short, everything. Before I could marry, I didn't know again the one I did this. But the one I married was my vision. I married and we are in love. There were challenges because of his father was rich. My father was also rich. But to God be the glory, I was able to enjoy. I love her. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Sunny Side. We're talking why get married. Why did you get married? I mean, why do you want to get married? You attend your friend's wedding and, you know, you're looking forward to the day you will get married as well. But what is the real why? I started off by saying when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is automatically inevitable. So while you are praying for a life partner, why are you praying for a life partner? When you scream and you type, God, when? Oh, it should be my turn. I receive it. Your friend shows you a ring. Let me see. Oh my God, it's so cute. I tap into your blessing. Beyond God, when is why get married in the first place? I mean, it's not a small business. Ask people who have been married for 10 years and more. They will tell you that it was not a joyride all the way. So, you don't want to get married is fine. But for you who desires it, why should people get married? Why do you want to get married? To those who are still single, why do you want to get married? Why did you choose to get married? Muriel from Okrika, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, Denise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Then it's quite late. I really just a question. I just think it. I think when he's talking about their own business, we don't need to explain much. Right? Okay. Then for me, I got married quite early. And I got married to a person that I've been dating for. Like, I didn't even say investing the one. I said, okay, let me start dating. I'm not even in school. I have to see a man. Started dating for my senior year. In then, I said, I should get married. For me, I don't even know why I got married. Honestly.
Wow.
I don't even understand marriage. I don't really know. I have any idea. But I just know that why I like this person. Okay. Let's go ahead. And I think God knows it immediately that I come in. For me, what kept me doing is because, okay, I actually like this person. We're very friendly and very happy, making jokes and everything. That is the reason why I'm doing this. Otherwise, sorry, I would have jumped off.
Wow.
Marriage is what I need to do. It's not, even when you go married to your friend, you so close. One of the callers said that I talked in the last person, the person I was calling was the person I knew. He said, it is after 10 years, Denise, that you really understand marriage. Not even at the initial part, especially when maybe the financial challenges, Denise, after 10 years. If you don't have wisdom, you can't. You can't cope.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Shortly, we'll go on the news break for trending stories. But trust me, we'll be back to round off this conversation before the live appearance we have at 1:30. So permit me to read the messages I have on Facebook. I think we'll start with Facebook and then we'll come back to WhatsApp. Darlington Siwosu. Oh, yes, Sarah from Rumudara, please. Please do well to call back. At least I can take your call before the news break. Darlington Siwosu says, companionship, raising a family, which is the nucleus of the society, to create the basic and most crucial support system for all members of the formed family unit. Stanley Amadi says, to me, it's for respect and privilege in places of work or community. Sometimes married people are considered in certain places than the singles. Sam Williams says, marriage is a sacred covenant between the couple and God. Marriage reflects the relationship between Christ and the church. Marriage creates a safe relationship where you can reach the deepest level of intimacy and connection. It also creates a powerful synergy. Pius Dumene Pomi says, well, we get married for mutual benefits and also for procreation. What are those mutual benefits? Ifeanyi Chukwu Kingsley Naike says, as an African, marriage is mainly for recreation and other things are secondary. Victor Chinaya says, we get married to be complete. Marriage makes a man or woman to be complete. And then someone says, so a man is not complete if not married. Please throw more light. Richard Joshua said, very good question. Barivue Giadom says, to have your little family. Dennis Sobechi says, for procreation. Emmanuel Obuma says, God ordained marriage for companionship, for procreation, to solve the issue of sex, for mutual and social respect. These are some of the reasons one should get married. Lord Zeus says, well, to me, apart from recreation and reproduction of offspring, I see nothing so special about marriage or even getting married. And someone says, you just said my mind. Prince Annie says, marriage is not for playground where everyone comes to fun and go back when tired. Me, marriage is not by force but by choice. The law that guides marriage institution is bigger than Russia and Ukraine problem. And this other one says, this is a very long read, so I'll take a pause. Kennedy Lewara and the rest, I will come back to your messages. All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Quickly, I think I have 14 minutes to do this, so just dive right into it. We're talking why get married, the reasons why some people have chosen to get married. And for those who are still single, when they eventually get married, or when they eventually choose to get married, what will be their reason? Kennedy Legbara says, I will marry to make a name and leave a legacy after me. This means getting married and having children that will answer my name. First, I think most or few of the persons I come in contact with don't share the same idea with me. I will only get married when I've seen a lady who is genuinely interested and ready to be trained and learn how to make money, multiply money, and invest it. I can teach you if you're teachable. Most girls I come across don't have time to learn these skills, even though I want to teach them for free. This is all about pleasure, party, and lovemaking. In a nutshell, I won't marry until I see, because in today's world, money and the ability to make it is important in any relationship and marriage. Wow, interesting. Comfy Love says, I will marry in order to multiply. I will marry so that me and him can chase 10,000. I will marry so that I can be having intercourse at will. Wow. Okay, that's a lady. Emmanuel Peter says, for companionship. Gakrik Asam Sunny. Okay, listening from Iboiche. Sam, yes, Sunny Side on a Friday. Anunobi Onyekachi Casey says, good afternoon, Denise. Why do people get married? I am married. I married for completion. I married for companionship. I married for multiplication, as enshrined in the Holy Book, Genesis 2, verse 28. There's an aspect of a man or a woman's life that will never manifest until he or she gets married. Examples of this is the patience that comes from staying awake to beg someone you didn't beat to stop crying in the night. That experience makes people dogged. Secondly, you won't completely calibrate your financial status until you are married. Many doing well have gotten married and things went down to the drain, and others are not doing well, got married and things got blossomed. Women are helpmeet, and any woman that falls short of this shouldn't go into marriage. For my wife said, this only comes when a man wants to run away from already existing agreement or responsibility. Udoka says people get married to answer married man or married woman status. Marriage is getting outdated these days. Anyway, all the things we used to see married people do growing up, we can now do it even without getting married. The last thing I would do in my life is getting married. And then someone says you don't have money yet. Okay. Someone says he will never get married because, you see, all the things that married people do, single people are not doing them. So what exactly is the point? I once had a conversation with my friend who complained bitterly about how some people refused to do business with him, and it was solely because he wasn't married yet. And yes, I think Real Gift, or one of the callers, mentioned it, that they feel like a married person is a responsible person. So if I'm going to entrust my funds with you and do business with you and you are not married, I don't think you are responsible. It feels like maybe you can run away with my money or you will not fulfill your end of the bargain. But haven't we seen married people who are irresponsible? Haven't we seen married people who do not take care of their homes? Haven't we seen married people who you cannot even tell whether they are married because their lifestyle does not reflect marriage of any kind? Haven't we seen people who are not there for their partners and they are equally not there for their children? So how does that translate to the business space, you may ask? And yes, some people will not employ married people. But I also know some organizations that will not employ married people. The same way some organizations will not employ single people. They feel like marriage is a distraction to you, and you will not be able to. Or they tell you, if you do this job for 5 years, and you can go ahead and get married. But at this beginning level, you are not required to get married because you'll be doing shifts, you know, and will not want you to come and be saying, yeah, my husband did not allow me, or this one or that one did not happen. Good afternoon, Denise. Marriage is predicated on love and understanding. Most men treat their wives as slaves, not knowing that they're supposed to be their helpmate. I have been happily married for almost 20 years, and no one has solved any of our misunderstanding. My wife is my soulmate, a friend, and my confidant, Victor from Ahoda. I got married because at a point I could not do some of the things I used myself. At that point, I knew the time had come to settle down. Nigerian friend, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, Denise. Mm. Please.
This is Phil from Okreka. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. I think I had to let you go because of the commercial break. So.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Denise, I'm experiencing now. And I've looked at so many messages around me, and I've really communicated with many people. Do you know, I've come to one conclusion. People that enter marriage with reasons often get tired and get bored easily. Do you know why? Those reasons kill them. Some people will say, companionship, I'm too lazy, let me get it because let me not commit things. Trust me, that person might not be a perfect match for you when it comes to X. And then you might not be with that person, you might be tired and bored, you want something else. And then you want a person that can help you, your financial challenges. But trust me, when a man runs into financial difficulties, that reason that you help him so that you enter that marriage, he failed you. So many people that enter marriage and play them. Do you know what I think, Denise?
Yeah.
People should enter marriage with an open heart. Just okay. Enter, open heart, as long as you like this person, so that when you see nothing, especially when you're expecting not much, you need to cope. You will just be okay as long as you like the person. That's right. But so many reasons into marriage, they fail. Over the years, they fail.
They fail. Okay. All right, Muriel thinks that the reasons fail. So going with an open mind. Gloria Augustine says marriage was ordained by God for companionship. Isaac Odinaka Chiku says getting married is scriptural and it's basically done in compliance to biblical instructions. King Ogsman said marriage was arranged to address the issue of sex. By so doing, you can have sex legally. 2, marriage is also for procreation. It makes your children bold and adds value to them and not to be called bastards. Wow, that's a lot. Ima from Rumokuta, you're welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I will marry so that I will have many children.
For many children?
Yes, like 4 or 5. Number 2. I will marry so that I'll be reasonable in the society. Because since I grew up and became matured, I've not seen any unmarried man that was a president of any nation or any unmarried man that is a governor or any unmarried man that is an IG, Inspector General of Police.
Really?
I've never seen any unmarried man that is a vice president of any nation. I've never seen any unmarried man that is a vice chancellor of any university. I've never seen any unmarried man that is a paramount chief of any community.
Really?
So I will marry to become a reasonable person. In the society and to have children. Thank you.
Wow. He has never ever. Are you sure you did your research? Well, time would not permit me to start going into that. So we move. Good afternoon, Nidhi. I got married because my friends were doing so. I was very young. Thank God my husband is a good man. Otherwise, I would have ran away. Thank God I did. I have wonderful children who are almost my mates. And then the person, she sent a picture of her family. She from Oyibo. Wow. See how tall they look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children. Two girls and 3 cute looking boys. Wow. Wow. I admire your honesty. And she says she's been married for 26 years by God's grace. Congratulations to you. Didi, good afternoon. I got married for the fun of it and to recreate, helping my opposite gender to be responsible and respected. But it turned out, wow. K from Woji, for the fun of it? Sarah from Rumudara, thank you so much for calling back, Sarah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sarah, I can hear you. Turn off your radio or turn down the volume, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So for those saying it's not necessary to get married because you want a job and all that, family is like the smallest unit of the society and it starts with marriage. So to me, marriage is very important. I wasn't thinking of getting married, but I got married and I'm enjoying it.
Wow.
And it's been good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for being honest, Sarah. Blessing from Woji says, I want to marry for these reasons. Companionship, love, commitment, family, social expectations, and security. You can read the reason for my reasons if you choose or can. Companionship for emotional support. Love. Marriage is often rooted in romantic feelings and a deep emotional connection between two individuals. Commitment. Marriage is a formal commitment to each other, symbolizing a long-term dedication and mutual responsibility. Family. I choose to build a family and provide a stable environment for raising children. Social expectations, societal norms and expectations can influence individuals to get married. And if it is often seen as a milestone or traditional rite of passage. Security, to provide a sense of security and stability, both emotionally and financially. My final caller is Frank from On Air. Hi, Frank. Welcome. Go ahead. Hello, Frank.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. Go ahead.
Is that Miriam?
No, this is Nigeria Info. This is Denise.
I know. I like your program.
Thank you, Frank.
You know, when I was a teenager, I used to say that I would not get married. So when I grew up, I become an adult. I said, no, I must marry. Because if you don't marry, you are not responsible. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Because I found out that when I was, you know, single, I used to spend my money anyhow. But now that I've, you know, married, I know the direction that I'm spending my
money. Okay.
And the way I was living my life before is different from the way I'm living my life now. So to marry is very, very necessary.
All right. Thank you, Frank. For the man that said it takes marriage to be a president, James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States, 1857 to 1861, served immediately prior to the American Civil War. He remains the only president to be elected from Pennsylvania and to remain a lifelong bachelor, Mr. KC. Good afternoon, Denise. The Bible in Genesis says it is not good for a man to be alone. If not, I will not even marry because I'm enjoying my peace right now, Christopher. Well, but we did have some apostles who chose to not marry until their last days on earth. Purpose. The why is as important as the action. If you miss out on the why, most likely there will be a problem with the action. Divorce here and there, married today, divorce after a week, married today, divorce after a month or a year, and they say it is irreconcilable differences. Whatever your reasons are, I'm sure you must have thought it through. Think it again, rethink it, because marriage is meant to be enjoyed in all sense of it. There is work to be done too, and I do hope that you have the best of marriages.